So holding on that, Nun Gimel Amud I just wanted to review one point here with some. It was a very interesting point here in this new Mishnah. We had spoken about the Kruv. And Akuvas of Bispargus, that was the first part of the Mishnah. Then it says, Minagris and also be Bamikva, that if you make a nether on Grisin, which are these types of beans that are smashed up. So he actually had a picture of the Greason. Know if you saw the picture. This was the Greason, which is mashed up beans. So this is the well. This is mashed up beans, which is grits. Well,
is that greasing?
that's greasing.
Greasing, yeah.
That's what greasing is. So that so now and now we put it together with mikvah. The mikvah is the big porridge or pottage, whatever that is. So that's the next. Yeah. What?
No, I just think that looks like the nut. Yeah, like the porridge.
No, so that's just the grits, but then you put it into the mikvah. So they're showing like I have another picture. So here they take the grisin and they put it into the dish. So now you can't. It's part of it. It's part of the dish. Take some of those pieces and put it in. So that's the way they did it usually. That was standard practice. What do you mean?
So
Why?
where you can see the not what he said. You can see the pieces and that's why it's included.
See the pieces? No, I didn't say. I didn't say why. He just the person was
How
just.
is this?
So he's just saying the reason. We're not up to that yet. First, we're saying the case. This is just the case. I think everyone agrees to this, to the case. So the Mishnah had said, "Minagrisin also b'mikvah." What's the pshat? Now, what's the reason? What's the reason? So, broke out of machlekes here. What the reason is? The svara why I would think like that. The logic that I would say is because I would say the reason why it's usher. To you said you, well you said it's you said you're making nether on the greasin you're also bimik but you would say pasha is because the greasin are right there they're inside the mikvah so since they're there it doesn't become mutter just because you put it in it shouldn't be mutter so
That's the aim. See, it's right there.
yeah it's right here so I
It's more of a reason to make it included in the number.
it should be also. That's why it should be also. So therefore, that's the pashup shot. So if you look at the Rush says, "Min hagrisin." There you see the Rush, the third line in hagrisin also b'mikvah. So what's the reason? So the Rush says, "Va'afilu." Now you have de'afilu. De'afilu ki nasim b'mikvah dain shem grisin aleim. Even though you put it into this mixture, to this dish, but the dain shem grisin aleim. So the question is, what does that mean? What's the pshat in that? So you could say that is the sheet of that's like the sheet of Megubetus, that the reason why it's a problem is because you can still see the grease.
Also, I was right.
Yeah.
That is what he said. Okay.
That who? The sheet of
She think that
Megubetus.
was him.
So that's the first reason. Now, it's a machlekes because the Ran on Amud Aleph and it's also maybe the Taisis Look at the Tosis right here. Let's see the Tosis right here. Mina greeshausen ben mikvah shall greeson. Shenikras greeson after shame betavshal. So the Tosis, it seems to say a little bit different. Now you'll ask, it looks like the same exact words.
No, it must be that Tosha is saying that you can't see it. Otherwise, it would be the same.
What does that
It's
mean?
mixed in. You know that it's there, but you can't see it.
Why? How do you know that Tosis holds that way?
I'm just saying, otherwise, it's really, you say the same thing.
So maybe he is saying the same thing.
But like you said, that he's not saying.
So no. How do I know? Why should I think that he's not saying the same thing? I'm asking. Maybe
I
he
can
is.
give you a reason. Maybe saying that you can't see.
But his words are Mina Greeson Usher Lakepa Shall Greeson Shanikras Greeson Afkashain Bitavshal. He says they're called Greeson even when they're inside the cooked food. So the one pickup that you see here is that the Tosis had a different girsa. That's what you see here. The Ran also same thing. The
Wait,
Ran and
he said
Tosis.
Tasha instead of Mikvah?
No,
They both
no.
said that they both said Tasha?
They both said Tavshal. Well,
What's the other what's the
no, they didn't say Tavshal in the words of the Gemara. No, the words of the Rosh were Min ha Greeson, also b'mikvah, and the Rosh said b'mikvah, because even if you put them into this dish, it's still the shame Greeson is on them. Now the Rosh sounds like he's almost exactly the same. The Rosh says, "Min agrisin shenikras grisin afkashein betashal," that they're called grisin even when they're in the tavshal. So what's the difference between the Rosh and the Tosfos then? Why should I say that there's an argument?
were you just quoting the Rosh or the Tosfos?
Well, just now was the Tosfos.
Yes.
And the Ran also on Amud Aleph gets into the mix, because look at the Ran on Amud Aleph. He wrote it in the Mishnah, but he's Ran's the same thing as Tosis, because the Ran says back in the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph around. Here, 3, 6, 9 lines on the bottom. First one line is Yerek. In the middle line, Asimah ben Makefa. Tavshil Greeson. The also resume the Kari Le Makefa the Greeson.
You call
The Ran gives away the key and tells us that there's a new girsa here. Now, if you look carefully at the Tisus, now you'll see that Tosis, his Divrei HaMaskol was where it changed. You see, that's why I was reading it, saying, how do you know Tosis argues with the Rosh? Because he has a different Divrei HaMaskol. His Divrei HaMaskol is Min HaGrisin also b'makeh b'mikvah shel grisin. He says also put into a mikvah shel grisin. That's a different Divrei HaMaskol than the Rosh. The Rosh is Min HaMikvah. Right, I mean, agrees and also b'mikvah, period. So therefore, there's a differentiation here between the kirsa. So what's the chiluk? So according to the Rosh, they called it a regular mikvah. So what's the difference? Do you see it? Is the shame greasing aleim? Do you still see the grits inside the soup, inside the porridge? So the Rosh said, yeah, it's still called grits inside the porridge, so therefore it's also, it's like you say you want a barley and then you put barley in the challah, so that's called barley even if it's called challah. Now you're also on that on the challah.
So is it because it's saying it that way, the name remains because it's still identifiable, or is it are they Chachamim actually talking about, well, the name remains, or does that just mean that, well, you could, it's still distinguishable? Yeah, so that's the main.
You're saying the second girsa has the calls it.
The Tosis and the Ran say that it's called Makefish. Yeah, that's why. So the
It's all
Taisus.
about the name as opposed to being identifiable in the porridge.
Yeah, so Taisus has that as the different
But
master.
if they say that, how would they explain the fact that Rav Yossi says it's mutter, right? Then he would answer it as
Oh,
well,
so is
right?
that we have to go on, we have to read
Yeah,
further. So this is all the Tanakhama, the first view. So that's the machlokes between them. The Rosh is saying because you could it's identifiable. The Taisus and the Ran are saying that it's still called Makefish HaGrisin. So even if it's not identifiable, the name will make it that it's.
is this so now they're saying the Chachamim are concerned about the name. Normally it was just Rav Yossi, but now they're saying because usually the Chachamim are interested in the substantive nature, is distinguishable enough, but now this explanation is now they're concerned about the name, if the name is retained to them. So they're sounding like Rav Yossi
This
was.
goes back to the machlokes of the cum and the whey and the milk,
I thought we said.
but everyone agrees to that. It's not only
Yeah,
Rav
everyone
Yossi.
agrees to that.
Everyone
Yeah.
agrees if
If
you
the
call
Chachamim would
cum
have
the
been living
chalba.
in a town where they called the cum the chalba, they would agree. They would have agreed with it. He introduced it, though. You'll see. That's their
Happens to
interpretation.
be. Happens to be. So that's the machlokes between the Taisvis versus Taisvis and the Ran versus the Rosh.
It's on the gear side, not on
So it starts with the
the.
girsa, right? It starts with the girsa, and that's what Taisa says. It's called Greason, afkishein bitavshel. He says it's called Greason when it's in the tavshel. You still call it makefish of Greason. So therefore, it's called. You still have the identity of the Greason, not through seeing it, but through calling it, as opposed to the Rosh is saying, you might not be. You could see it. Yeah. So that's a major machlokes. Okay, so let's go further. Back to the Gemara. So then we said, and what does Rav Yossi hold? Good. So now, so question here that Len wants to know is, how could Rav Yossi be matter if, according to the Rosh, you could see it, the Shita, the Gebetzes, and according to the Taisus and the Ran, that's the name of it. So the Ran on Amud Aleph says the answer that they just call it mikvah. Look at the Ran Amud Aleph.
That's consistent with Rabbi Yossi's position in Sullivan.
3, 6, 8 lines at the bottom. On Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Dig Reason, Reb Yossi Matir, the Be'asrei in his city, Kari Lemikvah, Mikvah, Reason. They called each thing by its separate name. They didn't mix it together. So it's called mikvah, but they didn't call it mikvah shogrisin in his city.
And Iran's consistent with the way he understood the VOC and Kalov and Puma.
And this fits with what with
With
kumat techalba.
Raviosi's position was all about how it's called in the near town.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful lishitasa that the Ran goes further and explains it. Now. Let's see the Rush. The Rush argues. Rush is not going to say that because according to Rush, it's not a shiloh of the name.
According this with substance, the Metzius.
So if you look at, so I would, let's see how he says it. Let's see if he speaks this out. Rabbi Mater says the Rush to Kasavra le mikri greisin ela shel greisin. Rav Yossi holds it's mutter. Why? Because he holds it's not called Greason. Ela mikvah shel Greason. Behumin Greason nadar. Rav Yossi's mater. Because he holds it's not called Greason. It's called mikvah shel Greason. Behumin Greason nadar.
He's focusing on the Metzius, but he's targeted. He said, I just made a neder on the greasing themselves. I didn't make a greasing a neder on a porridge made out of greasing.
It's a new item. Rav Yossi holds it's a new item.
Yeah.
It changed its name and it changed its
Not the name. It's not about the name.
well, it has nothing to do with the
It's
name,
where
but
it's
it's
from.
called he holds the opposite.
It's a different
Comes out,
Metzius.
he actually switches positions with the Taisvis and the Ran. Here Rav Yossi agrees to Taisvis and the Ran that's called Mikvah Shel Greason according to Rav Yossi's city. That's here he switched positions. And what was for Tosfos and the Ran, a reason that you, since you called it mikvah shel grisin, is a reason why it should be aser. That's the reason for Rabbi Yossi why it should be mutar, because it's a new name.
It's a new, but it's still shel grisin.
Yeah, but it's a new name.
Oh, it's not a name?
it's a new
I
name.
thought their focus is on the Metzius.
That is in the
Because he's.
Rabbanan, but Rabbi Yossi says it's mutar.
But now he's.
Because it's a
Rabbi
new name, it's a new name, it's a new dish.
even though it's called Mikvah Shel Grisin.
Rabbi Yossi holds that's a new dish. It's not the same.
But it's. The
But the name
name.
is if it's Rabbi Yossi, you got that word in the name.
But I guess
What's
that word in the name represents something different than Kuma the Chalva, which was showing the
right.
origin. Is that the idea? This is now, yes, it's a hyphenated word, but it represents a new dish. Is that
Yes, right. Yeah, you have to
as opposed to
explain.
the origin that the whey is from the milk, which is not a new dish. That name represents
Kuma the Chalva is just telling you the
the
origin. Just
origin.
telling me it came from
Which is why
Kuma
it's
ben
Aser.
Chalva. It's out of the
That's what
milk.
Rabbi Yossi
Kuma the Chalva
included,
over there.
which is why it was
Right.
Aser.
Right.
Which
Why
is
name
why it
Kuma?
was Aser.
So now what's this?
But over here, it's not Sam telling me where it came from.
Right,
It didn't come from this. The grisin did not come from the Makefa.
it's not grisin. No, it's my Kefir Shal grisin.
It's now a new dish.
A
It's
new
called
dish,
Makefa Shel Grisin. So
yeah.
it's like you say, it's a whole different dish. You have to think of examples where, let's say, you say you're not going to have, let's say, I have to think of how it changes.
I would say it's still
Cream,
more
cream
of an
of wheat.
identifier. It's coming to tell you its origins. Going to say it's a dish with grease in it.
Right, but it's a whole new dish now. You have to think of example where it changes. You say you won't have.
Cream of wheat. So it's very similar. You're going shell, something shell grease in cream of shell wheat.
What do you say? You said you won't have what?
Wheat. I won't have
Wheat?
wheat.
Yeah.
So a mutter on cream of wheat.
If it's soup with cream of wheat.
No, cream of wheat is a
Oh,
porridge.
it's a porridge.
If you say that, I'm not sure cream, because then it's complete. I don't know. Because this is like an ingredient, though. Wheat is an
Yeah, so I'm
ingredient.
trying to think of a good example because,
Well,
you know.
so is grease. Grease is an ingredient.
Grease is an ingredient in the.
Right. Right. So you have to think of, let's say, you ask yourself on chickpeas and then you have hummus, let's say, or you have a falafel bowl. That's clear.
What if you had like
You're
a
trying
trying
what if
in
you
the way it's called though?
Yes,
What
I'm
if you had like
trying
a
this
red
cold,
pepper
yeah.
hummus? You know, they
Right.
sell that like flavored hummus and you a garlic hummus. It's called garlic hummus.
And you made an so you made
You
a
made that
net
around
on garlic.
garlic and the garlic hummus. It's an ingredient in the hummus. They call it garlic hummus because
Yeah, so that.
there's garlic
Oh,
in
that's
it, which
right.
also.
Right. It doesn't rep the hummus doesn't represent the origin of garlic. It's a dish, right? As opposed to kuma de chalva. Here it's, yeah, garlic.
It's one of the ingredients in it.
What was it?
Garlic
And
hummus,
hummus,
like a flavor. Is
yeah.
that
Yeah.
the parallel? Is that the equal to
Asking Grits and
mikvah shel grisin?
grease and shit.
Or is grisin is mikvah grisin all totally grisin?
Mikvah shel grisin
Where
is
you're saying garlic is just one added ingredient
mikvah
into
shel grisin
the
is
hummus.
yeah. Mikvah is something where you add the grisin into, like
It's
it's.
a porridge. It's a porridge that
It's a
you added
porridge
the
made
grease
out
in.
of
No,
grisin. It's like
well,
oatmeal is
is
a
it
porridge
ingredient?
made out of
Is
oats.
grisin an ingredient in it, or it's the whole thing?
It's an ingredient that you put in.
Oh, so it's similar to what this exact saying? It's
Yeah,
similar
yeah.
to adding garlic into hummus?
So I don't know the ratios.
Because that sounds more like when they put shum into it,
Is that
where we're getting to,
yes, I don't know the
as
ratios.
an addition.
That's what I'm trying to. I don't know the ratios. I was going to think of an example. If you say, you ask yourself on let's say French fries, and now you have poutine. But I don't know if that's such a good example because that's clear that that's French fries. No, it's basically French fries with cheese on it and sauce. But that's not such a good example because there it has the same name. I mean, everyone can see the French fries clear. But you need to make where it's a new dish. But it's like it looks like a whole new dish.
What about the tongue? Like, if you ask yourself on something, it's the one of the it's the main ingredients. I would say it's the main. What bracha would you
Well,
say on
oh, is it the
that?
main? What about if you say I won't have any carrots, and then you make a vegetable kishka, made out, grind up the carrots, and you
You can't
make it.
see the you can't see
You
the
can't see
carrots.
it, but it's a carrot kishka. You might call it carrot kishka.
Or you see yourself on peanuts and they go buy a Snickers bar.
Oh,
Tell someone with a peanut allergy. But
yeah, but beer, yeah. It depends if you could there. Okay,
isn't the poutine like it? Because I thought we said the grits were still observable. So like the French fries, but it's a whole other dish, the poutine. No, isn't that?
so okay, that's.
I find this Russia's definition of how we're understanding confusing. Are we focused on the way it's called according to the Russian version of Rabbi Yossi? Are we
Rabbi
saying the Rush has a different understanding of Rabbi Yossi, not based on how it's called, but based on its metzias?
Yossi's switching. Rabbi Yossi's switching now. Rabbi Yossi's answering because Rabbi Yossi's
I'm
mattering
entering it because what?
because it's the new name.
But what if just it's because
But
it's
the
the
name is
name?
in the name.
It's
The word is in the name.
not Greason. It's not Greason. It's a porridge of Greason.
Well, whey is not milk.
No, but whey is whey kuma d'chava. It's called kuma
And this
d'chava.
is called
Giving a
Greek, and
yichus.
this is
That's giving a
called
yichus.
mikvah,
Yeah.
the
No,
Shalom Greek.
that's tying back the whey to the milk. It comes straight from there. Here it's saying Greason
It's
the.
saying mikvah shel Greeson.
What about an
No,
identifier in
it's
there?
not just saying this comes from here and
No.
that the straight lineage from here to there. It's saying it's a new dish. It's
Dish.
a dish of porridge that has in it. Happens to have mikvah de greasing, but it's a whole new
Okay,
dish.
then it's not focused on how it's called. It's focused on the Metzius.
It's
It's a
both.
new
But
dish.
it's both.
But you
It's
have to get
both.
it. You have to deal with the fact that Rav Yossi usually says that if it's in the name, it's included.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but the way no, that's the way the Ran understands Rav
That's the way the
Yossi.
run. The rush,
That's
it's a new dish.
but the Rush is more apparently, I think, is more focused on Metzius.
Right, but you still have to deal with the fact that it has
Why?
been.
Why? If you're focusing on the Metzius, you don't care about how it's called.
Rav Yossi doesn't only focus on the Metzius.
Right, but he's saying in this case the Metzius trumps the name, the hyphenate name, because it's just
Right.
representing
How do you
the
deal with the fact that we're trying to figure
Yeah,
out how do you
that's
deal with it's in the name?
yeah, that's what was bothering me. If your focus is
Not
on
just
the
focus.
name, then it's in the name. But if your focus is on the Metzius, then
But
the name is
we're saying Rav Yossi now is
you
focusing.
override the name.
So we're saying Rav Yossi now holds the Metzius trumps the name, even though
According to the
previously,
Rush.
according to the Rush. But previously that wasn't the
What
case.
was both? It's both. It's not Trump's. It's
It's
a
both,
different.
sorry, yeah, because it's the nature of the hyphenated name. Here, the hyphenated name represents a dish, not the origin
What
of
if you
the
call
dish.
it the identity, like when we say that it's either the point to the
Origin
origin or
of
the
the dish.
identifier? Or an identifier. It's this type of mikvah.
Yeah, so he, I'm saying it's not just an identifier, it's a new dish. That's what I'm saying. Poutine and French fries, poutine is just a new dish with they take French fries, they put cheese and sauce, whole sauce on it, make it into a new dish.
French fry, but if you call it French fry poutine,
So if you call it French fry
I
poutine,
know, but I'm saying
it's still a
this,
new dish.
it would
That's
still be
a
mutar.
that would be
According to
mutar.
Rav Yossi,
That's
according to
Rav
Rush's
Yossi.
version of
That's Rav Yossi.
understanding of Rav
Didn't
Yossi.
Yossi.
we have this before, where this concept came up earlier, where we said, is the name representing Yichus the origin, or is it just an identifier?
Yeah, we did. We just had
Yeah,
it before.
okay. Yeah, so we did learn about
It was on Ahmed Aleph
that.
where we spoke about yeah, there was the Ran. The Ran had a kasha. Why do you call it? He was saying the Kuma d'Chalba is different than the well, how do you differentiate Kuma d'Chalba from the well, it's Tavanis and Noedim HaTamarim. The Tanakhama, the top line on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph said, "Hanoydim tomorrow and mutter bedvash tomorrow." Make a nether from tomorrow, you mutter on dvash tomorrow. So why? So it's because it's a derivative. Safrek the Ran. So why is that any different than whey kuma dechalba? Kuma dechalba.
Also,
Those
right,
are
but this was
derivative.
just to distinguish date honey from other types of honey, not to show the origin,
So
right?
why over here is over there by Kuma Dechalba, it's Usser, and here it's Devash
Right.
Tamarim. Devash Tamarim is you said a nether on Tamarim, you're going to be Mutter on Devash Tamarim? So the answer that we said was Kuma de Chalva. We had two terutzim in the Ran. One teretz is that it's an identifier. That you're saying, right, there's two things. There's by right, Kuma de Chalva, it's saying it's Kuma de Chalva. It's saying it's its whole yichus, its whole lineage. But by the Dvash Tamarim, it could have been other types
To
of
distinguish from other texts.
Bihani. So it's just there to distinguish. The name is there to distinguish it from others. So what do you want to say
That
with
was the
that?
second.
So
Why
are we
can't you
having
apply
the
that
same
here?
thing?
Why can't you apply that here? There's many, many different mikvahs. This is the reason.
So yeah, but you have to
You.
say more. You have to say more than that. You have to say that it's a new dish. It's a new dish. It's not just a greasing. Greasing is one thing. If you say a nether on barley is one thing, but if you have a chalent with piece of barley, that's a whole new item. It's a whole new
So
See, I won't have a potato
yeah, he's right. This is a good son heather. This is a good son heather. You're using it the same way as you said, beit hani as opposed to bihani.
Right.
Greisin mikvah as opposed to something other mikvah.
Right.
And therefore it's not to say just like date hani, when you made a nether on dates, you're mutter on date hani. So likewise here, when you make a nether on greisin, you'll be mutter on mikvah. The reason, yeah,
It's very
because
similar.
it's one type of mikvah as opposed to a different type.
It's very similar, but he's saying it's a new hefta. It's not just a greasing. His lashon is you made neder on greasing. This is mikvah shel greasing. This is the dish of greasing. So it's a whole new thing, whole new name and a whole new hefta, a whole new item. Okay, so at least that's how Reb Yossi argues. So it's fascinating that Reb Yossi uses this the words of what the Ran and the Rush say, but he uses it in a total different fashion to make
Well,
it there.
then you're not using it that. Maybe that argument is only in with respect to how something's called. You know what I'm saying? It's called day honey. Why do we call it day honey? Just as opposed to bee honey. But it's not because so that but here we're saying no, it's not an argument about how it's called. It's a totally different dish. It's the new metzias. And that's why it's not included.
Yeah, you're saying it's a new dish. It's
So
a new
that
dish.
art, what I'm saying is that argument about date honey as opposed to bee honey is not applicable.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a little different. Yeah, because this is a new dish. It's not greasing. It's makevish greasing. It's a whole new dish. Zach's example is really the best one.
Garlic.
Garlic
hummus.
Garlic
That sounds
hummus.
more like it's an ingredient in the it's
Right.
I don't know. I
Right.
mean, to me it's the hummus.
Yes. No, but you
No,
made
but
like
you made
if I
that there
made
on
a nether,
garlic.
then you make
If
a
I,
nether on the garlic.
On garlic. Yeah. Okay.
yeah.
So then it's not yeah,
It's no,
then it's
totally
not
different.
garlic.
It's
It's a whole
hummus. It
different
has
thing.
a.
Yeah.
He made yeah. So that's the idea of how the rush has a machlekes
Well, the
how.
hummus would be the garlic, the shum would be butter on the
Right. Except it
hummus.
has you for sure have the
That's why I'm
butter.
saying. That's why I'm saying it would be butter,
Right, but
because I
if
don't think of it as garlic. I think of it as hummus.
you see, this gets into the next case where we spoke about the Adoshim and the Ashishim, right? Adoshim and just to jump to the Adoshim and the Ashishim, right? We remember we said that look at the first wide line in the Mishnah, Min ha-Adoshim also be-Ashishim, Reb Yosi Matir. So here I want to show you this Lishitasai. The Lishitasai, you made a nether on lentils, and now you have the Ashishim. So Reb Yosi Matir, why is Reb Yosi Matir? So if you turn back to the first place where we had this, we had it on Nun Beis Amud Beis when we were asking on the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis, we're asking a contradiction between Kuma Dechelva and Adoshim and Ashishim. So look at Nun Beis Amud Beis, what's the pshat? Why did, if you make an eder on lentils, why are you allowed to have Ashishim? So the Ran's pshat, what is first, what's the Metzius? What are we dealing with? So
Solus.
the Ran said, what?
Solus.
No, the Ran. The Ran's pshat was the
Oh,
first
a
thing.
shishi was.
The Ashishim. What was the Ran's definition of Ashishim? Right?
Isn't that
Adoshim is
they
lentils.
added something? They added honey?
Yes, they added honey. The Ran's definition right? You see that the second line from the top on Nun Beis on Beis in the Ran is Amrina Bishami the Inun that they are Tlufchen. Tlufchen is these beans, the lentils. Dimagavlan umetagnam bidvash. You mix it together with honey and you fry it. You fry it and mix it with honey. So what's the machlekes? So the Ran explains really beautiful here this idea. The Ran explains that first he says,
we say your mitzvah shishin.
So
scenario, if you think of it that way.
So the halacha is it's a machlekes. Reb Yosi mater dashishim. Why is Reb Yosi mater dashishim? Right, because the Rabbanan, just to show you the pushback here, Rabbanan is saying on the fourth line at the top, the Rabbanan look at it as, I see this is lentils in this dish. This is this honey and everything mixed in and fried, but it's really lentils, so it's awesome. But Avo Reb Yosi, look at the Ran, how he explains Reb Yosi. He starts, actually, as the lines get skinny, fifth skinny line, Dalet Aleph, the Gamri. At the time of the Rebbe Yosi, the Ba'azri Kara Le Kuma Kuma the Chava Chava. No, further than that, another line. The Ran, as the Rans get skinny, eight lines, 12 lines on the top. Usher, Avalashishim Kivin Shenishtanu, the Ancient Madashim Aleim. They changed.
He's talking about Mitzvahs there.
They changed. Well, how much did it change? They mixed it together with honey and they fried it.
It's go back and forth.
No, it also changed the name.
That's, well, no, but he's saying it's Ashtane because it changed. The Mitzvahs changed.
And he says two things. Nishtanu, ve'ein she'im adashim aleim. And you don't call them adashim now. You don't call them adashim. You call them ashishim. Now that's totally, actually, it's a total new name, 100% even. They don't even put in the adashim. It's not adashim dashishim according to the Ran. But I'm sure you hear that it's a new dish. According to the Ran, it's a new dish. If you look at the Rush actually says, what's a pshat in the what's a pshat in Reb Yosi? So if you look at the Rush on Nun Beis Amud Beis, he says, because the Rush is bothered by a big kasha here. We had a stira, and let's go in Reb Yosi. If you remember, we said to Machlikas the Rush and the Ran, was it a double stira, Reb Yosi on Reb Yosi and the Rabbanan on the Rabbanan, or was it a single stira? So the Ran said, in the Rabbanan, it's not a stira. Because by the way, in the mill, Kuma the Chelba. So they called Kuma, Kuma, Chelba, Chelba. So, but the question was only, was not on the, on the, was not on the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan say, Kuma the Chelba. The Rabbanan, why did they say Adashim Ashishim is Asr? So the Ran said, you know what, it's Asr? Because I could see the Adashim in the Ashishim. So I understand why the Rabban say Adashim Ashishim is Asr, because I see it right there. But the Ran says Reb Yosi holds. It's a new dish. It changed its whole form. So therefore, that's how you get out of the kasha. You get out of the kasha by the Kuma the Chelba. Reb Yosi holds Kuma the Chelba's. You still have the name on the Kuma of the Chelba, so it's Asr on both. But by the dish, Adashim Ashishim, since it changed, and it has a new name, it's not called Adashim, it's called Ashishim, it's Mutter. But Kuma Techelba, they call it both. In the Rabbanan, it wasn't even a kasha. Because Kuma, Rabbanan say, if you make an Ezra Kuma, you're also on the Chelba. So according to Rabbanan, you're Mutter on the Chelba. But by the Adashim Ashishim, you're also on the Ashishim. So the Ran said, well, that's not an akasha on the Rabbanim because you could see the adashim in the ashishim. It might be fried with honey, but you could tell what it is. You know, that's why I'm saying, like my French fries and the poutine. You see the French fries and the poutine. So, you see the barley in the chalent. That's a problem.
And Rav Yossi would say, even though you could see it, it's a new dish, and it's a new.
Right.
So he
I'll
doesn't
just show
have a problem
you.
with being able to
I'll just
recognize
show
the
you. I don't know
flavor.
if I sent this out, but this is the Adoshim and Ashishim. Adoshim and Ashishim is basically their beans, and then you fried it with honey.
Crispy stuff. Those Rice Krispies squares.
Not sure which ones they put in. I don't know. I don't
Only
know.
the Rice
But whatever it
Krispies.
would be,
That's
imagine you take the
a really good
beans
point.
and you just chop them up a little and you fry them with honey. That says that's Rabbanan. A dayan, I still see it. It's Adashim. Yeah, I still see it. You might fry it and put honey in,
Remember
but
those Rice Krispies squares? I don't know if it's before your time.
yeah. Yeah, what
Marshmallow.
about them?
Chocolate.
I'm saying you can still see the Rice Krispies. It's a different dish now, but you can. It's
Yeah,
similar to that.
similar. Yeah, true. Yeah. So that's how the Ran explains Reb Yossi. Well, explains the Chachamim and right,
But
each
let's see,
both of
Rav
them.
Yossi says, even though I can see it 100%, I agree with the Chachamim, but it's a new
It's
dish.
a new dish. It has a new name and it changed. Two things. It changed in
And
its
right,
form
new name.
and has a new name. Now, the Rush on now just I wanted to show you a fascinating. So according to the Ran, we only had to answer up one kasha. Why does Reb Yossi say by the milk it's also on the whey, but by the Adoshim Ashishim, Reb Yossi says it's mutter to have Ashishim. So that was the stira. Reb Yossi is mater the Ashishim, but he's asers the whey and the milk. So now we answered up because the whey is called Kumad Chalba, and it seems like a different substance, also a little bit. So it is a different substance.
Shishim just call it Shishim.
But Ashishim, number one, it's a different name and it's a different substance. Right? It's a different, it's Ashishim. It's now this honey flavored dish. It's a whole, that was the question and the answer according to Reb Yossi. But the Ran says the Rabbanan was never a kasha because Kuma and Chalba. The Rabbanan say it's mutter to have the kuma when you make a neder on chalav because it's different, it's whey. So the question is, but why do the Rabbanan say min hadashim also be'ashishim? Why do the Rabbanan say that when you make a neder on a
Because a shishim is a dash.
teretz, says around, it's not even a stira because you see the hadashim and you see the beans right there in the honey dipped, they're fried, it's still called hadashim. Still, you see the adashim there. So, not that it's called it. It's not called. It's called ashishim. But you see black on white. You see the just like you see a potato in the chalent, and you see the French fries in the poutine and the barley in the chalent. That's how. Therefore, it wasn't even a kasha according to Rabbanan. But if you look at the Rush said it was a double stira. Look at the Rush on Nun Beis on Beis. He had a double stira. Reminu min adashim also ashishim. So the Rush says, if you make a neder on Adashim, you're also Bashishim, according to Rabbanan. And according to Reb Yossi, you're Mater. Says the Rush, v'kasha l'travayu. It's a double stira. It's a kasha on Reb Yossi. Why does Reb Yossi say, anoidem in Adashim, Reb Yossi, Mater Bashishim? And by the milk, he says, you make a neder on the chalav, you're also on the way. That's a kasha. That's one kasha. Yeah, right. And there's a second kasha. The second kasha is on the Rabbanan. Rabbanan of the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say you make a neder on chalav, your mutter on the way.
You make a neder on Natashim,
Make a
you make
neder on
a
dashim, you're
neder on
also on the Ashishim.
that's
So that's a double stira. So and now the funny thing is the Gemara's answer, the Rush says you have to keep track how it answers both. So what's the answer? So Gemara answers, Mar Kiyasre. In the Rabbanan city, they called Kuma Kuma and Chelba Chelba. They called Kuma the way, and they called the milk the milk. So how does that answer? So really,
That's why it's mutter. That's why it's mutter, because it's a different name.
that's why it's Mutter. Okay, it's a different name, but you didn't answer up the Adashim and the Ashishim. The Adashim and the Ashishim. So it's a different, right?
So why, if you just go with the name, then it should be mutter.
Is it
And
a name?
nevertheless, we say the Chachamim are saying that it's aser.
Well, by which case?
By the Adashim.
By the Adashim, it's a different name.
It's a different name, and nevertheless, they're saying it's aser.
So why do the Rabban say Adashim, make another Adashim, you're aser on Ashishim?
It's a different
it's
name.
A
It
different
should be
name.
mutter.
It should be mutter.
That's an inconsistency.
Right.
Okay.
So the Rush says, he pipes up and says, you're right, it's a good Kasha, and I asked Kasha on both. So the Rush says, two terutim. One terut is that ba'adoshim, v'chein ba'adoshim, ba'asod rabbanon karu la'ashishim, ashishim da'adoshim.
Oh.
He says, in the city of the rabbanon, they called adoshim, when they mix it with the honey, they call it ashishim da'adoshim.
It's in there.
Ashishim
like,
da'adoshim.
Like,
and therefore, that's why it's aser. It would be hypothetically like kumat dechalba. Says the Rush, Baruch Hashem, I don't call it kuma dechalba. I call it kuma and chalba chalba. So I'm able to separate and isolate the kuma from the chalba.
That's why the butts are over there.
That's why it's butt over there.
Right. But over here,
but by that adashim, it's adashim dashishim. That's how the Rush says, according to Rabbanan, one shot. Yeah, that's one name. Yeah, that's how the Rush answers. And according to Rabbi Yossi, well, that's pretty clear. Rabbi Yossi's theory was why by Adoshim and Ashishim, Rabbi Yossi matters, and by Kumud Chalba he answers. So he says because they call Kumud Chalba, so it's touch, it's talking, as it's touching the name.
Rabbi Yossi's city, they call it
Ashishim. No. Everyone says they call. Yeah, they call it Ashishim. That's the Gemara.
Yeah.
That's the Gemara. The Gemara says they call it Adoshim turns into Ashishim. That's the Gemara. So it changes its name.
But Rabbi Yossi can just say in his city they call it the Shishim.
And they do. And they do.
So that's easy. So
and that
that's
is true.
Why, and
that's
so
he's
that's
sticking
why
with
mutter.
He's sticking with the Gemara's
right.
Gears and everything. So therefore, it's mutter because it's a new it's
yeah,
a new name.
The Akimta was on the rabbis.
Right.
Side.
Right. Exactly.
That's what we're doing in Akimta. In our city,
exactly.
We call it a Shishim the Adashim.
Correct. Correct. So I'm just showing you here that I think it's a Lishit Tossam. According to the Ran is saying it changed its name. Now you call it Ashishim, and it also changed the dish. It's honey-flavored beans. So that, therefore, you made a Neder on Adashim. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're mutter on Ashishim. It changed. I'm saying that's Rabbi Yossi Lishit Tossam, going back to our Gemara. You made a Neder on Greason. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to have the Makefa. Now, is it a makefa? Makefa's a greason. Either way, of course, you could see each one, but it's a new dish. According to the way the Rush says, it's called, the Rush's words are, it's called makefa shagreason. It's a new dish. It's a new name. Happens to be, it's called shagreason, but it's a new dish. It's a porridge that has some grits in it, but it's a new name, it's a new item, so therefore it becomes mutter. So I think that's a beautiful lishitasa, the Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to Rabbanan. Rabbanan, say over here, if you made a nether from Greason, your usher, right? So what does Rabbi Yossi say here? Usher b'makefa. Why? You put it in because you see the Greason. You see they're right there. You see, according to Rush, it's nothing to do with the name, but you could see it. You could see the Greason right there live. That is Rabbanan Lishitasa by the Adashim Ashishim. Adashim and Ashishim, says the Ran, you see the Adashim right in the Ashishim. So Rabbanan, therefore, Aser Adashim Ashishim, they Aser you on the Ashishim, because you could see the Adashim in the honey. Here too, Greason and Makefa, you see, even if you call it Makefa, but you see inside the Makefa, the Greason. So therefore, it's awesome. It's interesting, very, very nice Lishitasa. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, so that was Minna Makefa. Okay, Minna Makefa Mutter Begreason. And when you make a nether from Makefa, you're Mutter Begreason. Why? Because your nether was only on the porridge, but you're allowed to have the Greason. The Greason is just a separate thing. It's just the raw material. So you never ask yourself on the raw material. If you said, let's say I won't have a chalent, but you could still have barley, right? You could still have barley, even though that's a big ingredient there. Oh, okay, good. So then we went further. Mina makefa, aser bishum. Now, if you make a nether from the makefa, So it's also bishum. You're not allowed to have the shum. Now here, what was the svara on this? So the let's see, the Ran said, if you make a neder on makefa, you also bishum. So look at the Ran on Amud Aleph. The Ran spoke out. 3, 6, 8 lines on the bottom. Also bishum. Bishum the makefa koil called davar kafoy ve'ava. Bishum nami kari makefa al shem shem machane said b'maat mayim menechal b'kach. The Ran says that you made a neder on makefa, which is a kafoy. Kafoy means it's what's the root of the word makefa? Kafoy is the haima is belev yom. Kafoy means it, what? Right, it became hard and thick. The metriim were thrown into the kafoy. The tahoim became hard. So that's what it means, a thick paste, a thick porridge. So according to the Ran, the reason why you're asar on shum is bishum. Makefa means any type of thick paste, thick porridge. So if it's us, just like it's us on this, it's us on that. Makefa kala kol davar, anything that's hard and pasty. So therefore, he says shum, says the Ran, is also called makefa because memachen. I said mayim. They melt it down with a little bit of water. They take the garlic and they break it down and they melt it and make it into a paste. And that's how it's eaten. So the Ran says that's the idea that shum, it doesn't mean stam shum, but shum that they eat with that in that fashion as this paste is now going to be also because it's made into this paste, which you could even call it's like a type of yeah, it's better to be called a paste than a dip. It's mamish. It's right there. It's,
so would you be mutter if it wasn't, if it was just garlic without mashing it down? And
well, what was the nether? What was the nether? I mean, I'm a kefa, right? So you're allowed to eat raw garlic with your mutter. It's only because they made it into the paste. But you see, it sounds like that was the derech that they ate it. Because he asks you on shum. He says, it sounds like they made that paste. That was the way to eat the shum. Yeah, they basically just grind it. You know, you have to think if you have these dips, you know, they have all these dips on Shabbos. That is basically what they do. Mr. Spiegelman, you know, the new generation, that's what they do. They take the garlic, they grind it up, and they put some mayonnaise with it. Yeah. So that's it's this is a new generation.
They put garlic, some garlic with mayo.
With mayonnaise, right.
So mayo.
It depends how thick it is. So every you know, it depends how thick it is, could be different consistencies, different colors. But that is an example here. If you put just a little bit of mayonnaise, it's a very you see mamish, that's you see the garlic, you see the onions. So that's why it would be that's a but it's a paste. It's a paste. So that would be called a makefa. That would be called a makefa. That would be called a paste. So even though it's you made a nether on makefa, you'll be asher on shum if that's how you eat the shum, and that's how they did used to eat the shum. Now Rabbi Yossi matters why, because he holds. But what's his pshat? So look at the. It's very easy to understand that he will say it's not called a makefa. You're taking that out of context. Because let's see who explains this makefa. The Ran doesn't explain it here. The Rashi says here, the seventh skinny line, muter makefa. There ain't makefa b'chal shum. You're losing yourself here. You call it makefa. Makefa is a type of porridge or a pottage, whatever a pottage is different than a porridge. But that's what it's a thick paste. But you can't call it, but it's a thick pottage. I think a pottage is like a porridge, but it's not a shum. Shum, just because you grind it up and you mix it together with a little water, but that's not the pottage. The pottage is a whole different thing.
Where did you see this coming?
The Rashi,
Where did you see Mater?
Mutter b'ma, No, sorry. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say it actually. Rashi's not on that. No, I take that back, right? That was the wrong Rashi. But I think it's the same idea. It's not makefa. You made another makefa, and now you grind up a garlic, an onion. It's not called a makefa. It might be a thick paste, but you're taking it too literal to say that should be called a makefa. Okay, good. So let's go further in the Mishnah. The way people talk, that's not called a makefa.
In other words, they usually use my cable for like a porridge or with
Yes.
some sort of grain.
Exactly. Exactly. Even though this is also, it also is a paste and it's thick and it registers for kafui for something thick.
Just like we wouldn't call it porridge. We would use porridge for some type of grain, like oatmeal or fenugreek or things.
That's what it is.
Mustard, garlic.
It's a whole, yeah. This happens to be it's thick, but you can't just take that word that it's thick and make it into a whole thing that now that's called makefa. Makefa is a whole dish, a whole soup and a porridge, which is a thick porridge. But you can't take it at an extreme and say that now the shum, the garlic is it's called makefa because it's mixed up with a little water. It's ground up, mixed with water. It's not how people talk. Okay, next case. So that's
Now you see later now you should.
minashum. So vegan nether on shum. Are you allowed to have a mikvah? Well, the mikvah is this dish that's put in. There's a little shum in the dish. So are you allowed to have the makefa? So that he says yes. Why? I the shum inside, but the answer is it's a whole different
That's
dish.
Sachs garlic hummus case.
Yeah, very similar. This is a whole new.
You made the batter on the garlic.
Yeah.
You didn't make the batter on garlic.
Yeah, so it got mixed in, and now, yeah, there, yeah, there, here it has a whole.
You wouldn't call garlic hummus garlic.
Yeah, you wouldn't call it garlic anymore, right? It's a whole new dish. It's a makefa. It's a makefa. It's a dish. Happens to be there's garlic inside. Okay, so. Let me just see where this us have, so
Oh,
therefore
nobody even.
yeah so
You know, shum was about people. There's no applause.
minashum. Let me see where that is. Minam kefa. It's a new thing. Okay, good. Next, mina dashim. Okay, we went through that already. Minashishim mutabashim. If you make a nether on a shishim, your mutabashim. That was actually let me just see if that was what we quoted. No, we did not quote that. If you make a nether on a shishim, which according to the Ran is the honey flavored and ground up beans. So mutabashim. So this Tana holds that
Your mother's on the raw materials.
it's a raw material. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's you make a nether on shalant, you're still allowed to have barley and you're allowed to have potatoes and you're allowed to have meat.
Yesterday you went through a whole different column where you called the shishim the psulas.
Now
And
that
actually
this
it's
is the
not even
Ran.
an acre.
So the Ran, first the Ran. This is how the Ran learns. The Ran says it's mutar b'adashim because it's a whole new pshat, whole new dish. Now the Rush argues. The Rush says, what is the definition of Ashishim? The Rush holds the definition of Ashishim is the psoilus of the beans, the junk of the beans. So if you make a nether on, so according to the Rush, it's a whole new shakavataria. So just to read it again, if you make a nether on Adoshim, let's go back to Adoshim. You make a nether on Adoshim, you're also on Ashishim. Because Ashishim, according to the Rush, means the peels. So you made a so you're also on the junk.
Coupled to the car, the
Part of
curly
the acre. So it's
the
also.
other.
Yeah. Now Rabbi Yossi Mater min Ashishim. Why? It's a tuffle. It's a part of the don't you call that as part of the Adoshim? Why is Rabbi Yossi Mater in the Ashishim?
It has a different name.
So we could
Might be
actually
inconsistent, but.
You could actually go back to what the Rush said on Nun Beis Amud Beis, Let's see what did he say? No, so he doesn't say anything according to Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold?
That would be consistent if you just said that Shishim is a different name than Adoshim. I made it a Netaron Adoshim.
Adoshim and Ashishim. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we saw according to the Ran. Well, yeah, according to the Ran, though, it is a different. It's the junk.
It's a psalus, but
It's
it
the
has a
psalus.
different name. And if we're talking about
Yeah,
Rabbi
and it
Yossi.
is a different consistency. It is the junk of the bean. So the bean you asked, but you did not answer yourself on the peel and the junk of the bean. So that could be the way the Rush explains that. Okay.
Now look at what if you made the letter on the shishin?
So that's Rabbi Yossi, by the way. Now, I mean that's a Rabbanan. What did Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi said, "Menadoshim." The Tanakhama said, "You're also bashishim," because he says, "You see, the peel is part of the
Parts of the Iker.
Rabbi Yossi Mata, because it's a new name and a new item." Now, Minha Ashishim Mutar Be'adoshim.
Nobody argues.
You made a nether on Ashishim on the peel. So then you're also Adoshim because Bichlal you have the actual whole bean, but with the bean is the peel. You're not allowed to have the peel. So therefore it's Usser.
Criticism.
Minha
What about that?
you also on the peel, you mutter be'adoshim. Oh, so he says mutter be'adoshim.
You made the net on the
Peel.
solace.
So you let have the whole thing. So of course we have to
According to
see.
Rabbi Yossi, it has a different name. You're good. According to the Chachamim, where we're talking about the Tafel, can't include the Iker. An Iker can include the Tafel, but a Tafel can't include the Iker. Or
Do I know why is
if
he
you want to say the
mutter?
Tolda can't include the Av. That includes the Torah.
Why is he mutter be'adashim? According to him, it's let's see if he explained it here. We didn't speak about that there.
Doesn't say yes.
Yeah, so the heter may be if he calls it, it's called a different name. Maybe yeah, the rush could say it's a different. It's called Adashim Dashishim, he said. They call Ashishim Ashishim Dadashim. Maybe it's a new name. That's why it's mutter. What did he say? He said.
No, I was saying that it just that when you made a neder on the tafel, it wouldn't include the ikur. When you make some a neder on the ikur, it includes the tafel. But when you make a neder on the tafel, it doesn't include the ikur.
What, so it's mutter? No, but why are you allowed to
That's
have
why
the
it's
whole?
mutter. That's why it's
But
mutter.
what about the junk? What about the
Well,
ashishim?
no, so I'm not learning that that you taught Adashim doesn't include the ashishim. Adashim is just the beans,
One second.
without the
Without the
psoas.
psoas?
Yeah, you made an error on the psoas,
Yeah.
so you mutter on the adashim.
She's saying that they're not included.
Yeah,
There.
and you're saying they are
I'm not
included.
sure. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You're saying it's pshita
The
that it's not
question,
included.
I don't know. No, the question is if they separated. You're saying they separated. If they separated, then it's very, then I hear. I hear. It could be.
They separated them from two different
It's
things.
two different
It's
things.
not included in the other.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
here. It's not even in there.
Yes. Yeah. If they separated, then it would be very clear. Why you mutter be'adoshim? Because you don't want to have the junk, but you will have the actual beans. So, yeah, it sounds like it has to do with the name. It has to do with the name. It's a new name. The ashishim. The neder is on ashishim. Neder is on ashishim. But this is now adoshim. It's a new name, and it's a new. I guess you call it the
Yeah,
junk.
no. But when we were going the other direction, we said Mira Dashin Asr Bashishin, even though it had
So
a new name.
wait,
And that
so
was going on the Metzios. That
no,
was
so
going on Iker and Tafel.
I hear that since you made a nether on the junk is Ashishim, but maybe you don't want to have the junk, but the actual Adashim, you do. It's a different name and it's a different part of the Chefta. So I guess they'll have to take it out. They'll have to take it.
Any other way? We said that if you made the neder on the adashim, you're aser on the ashishim. Why? Whereas if we're going with this mahalach that the ashishim are the psoas, Because you made the neder on the ikar, and the
yeah.
ikar includes the tefillin.
But if we now say we separate them out fully, right? That's how we're trying to answer the second part. The second part we're saying, well, if we separate them out, one has nothing to do with the other. So if you apply it back to the
yeah, first, but it's a tefillin. Still a tefillin from the ikar. You out of the ikar.
It originated from the.
You
know, if you separate them out, then you're not a shot of whether you're not.
It's still usher. It's a chiddush, but you made a neder on adashim. According to the Rush, it's the psoilus of the adashim, but it's part of the adashim. It's like the psoilus of, let's say, the pickles.
Why don't say that they separate? If you didn't separate them, you made a neder on the adashim. So maybe you have a hava mina and think, well, I made a neder on the adashim. Maybe it doesn't include the psoilus, even though it's right there together. Maybe I could be filled with solus now. Mashmalan, no, it's tafel to the adashim. And when you said adashim, it included the tafel. But that doesn't work in the reverse.
So what are you saying? They're still attached? They're attached, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say they're attached.
So if they're attached, so you made a net there on adashim. So
it includes the tafel.
According to Tanakama, it includes the tafel. And
you made the neder on the neshishim, and they're still attached. It doesn't include the ikar.
But you just can't eat that little part.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay, next case. Chita, chitim, shani toim. You said, I will not have chita. What's a chita? Chita is wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Chitin is also wheat. The chilek is this is Lashon Yochid, this is Lashon Rabim. So what's the difference? So if you say chita chita shani toyim aser bein be kemach bein be pas aser kemach and pas. Now what's the chilek? The chilek is
that sounded like dog.
Oh, so it's very similar. And we once spoke out Ran. Why is dog called big and dogim called small? Because they sell them. If it's big, you sell it by one. If it's small, you have to sell 10 sardines at a time. So it's very similar here. Because you say chita and chitim. So which one will allude to which? So you're also on kemach. Kemach means flour. What does that mean? What's a pshat? So he says, that's what?
That's chitim.
Chitin. It's chitin. It's plural. Chita will answer you on the whole, let's say,
pass.
The whole pas,
really?
Yes, the whole bread. Let's see inside. Bein kemach, bein pas. Chita will tell you pas is aser. Chitin will answer you on kemach.
Why is it?
It's backwards.
Yeah.
It's a little backwards. I do admit, but I guess because we're working up, it starts out with kemach, and then from flour, it starts from the source, and then it's aser even on the roll. And the flour is little individual pieces, so that's chitin, plural. And the challah is one big challah, so that's chita. Even though you wouldn't call it chita, but that's what
are
chita.
We ignoring shani toim?
I'm not sure if that plays the role.
Before we were marbe with shani
toim. Yeah, usually it's a reboy. I hear. Okay.
It's got it in the next case also. Grease.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But look at the Ran for a second. The Ran speaks out this shot. The Ran says, Chita, the last four lines on the Ran on this page. Chita shani toim. See the Ran, four lines on the bottom here. The Ran says, Chita shani toim. Also, is that, that's further. He's going next. He's going in the Gemara. He doesn't explain this actually. Okay, fine.
The Ran.
You see, yeah, now the Rush says chit. No, he goes on chita chitim. Is that on this case? Chita chitim. Yeah, so the Rush could go on this. The Rush says chita chitim. Miyitra l'shayne shizka shteyim. That's a
bakol. Who are you reading?
I think the Rush is on here. Chita chitim. He says you said both. It's a yitur l'shayn. That's a bakol. Uh-huh. He's actually not learning this way. He's learning from the fact that you said a yitor, an extra lashon, asas you on both. But look at Taisvis. Taisvis on the third wide line says chita chita shani toim aser bein chita bein bepas. The chita mashma. No, that's going on the Gemara already. It's going on the Gemara left voice. Yeah, so I have to wait for that for the Gemara. We'll see that a little bit further. But that's a push up shot on chita chitin. Yeah, the Rush is saying the Rush is not learning the way I'm learning. Chita is one, chita is two. He's learning. You said a yitor. You said an extra lashon. That tells me that more. Not only is the bread aser, also or also the kemach, also the flour. You can learn like that, or you could either way. You have a riboy from an extra lashon. As a, if we go a little further, so that's chita chita and shani toim. Azbem kach bem bas. Gris grisin. Once again, gris is lashon yachid. Grisin is lashon plural. Rabim shani toim. Also ben ben bechayim ben bevashal. The Terence says gris is singular. Grisin is plural. So what?
The rush fits better there.
Oh, so what's the pshat?
Can't say our first pshat.
No, you could because yeah. Gris. What's a gris? Gris is the grits. These grits.
Mm-hmm.
So you say gris or grisin. Gris is the dish, is a dish. So you usher bein b'chayin, bein b'v'shalom. Chayin is raw grits. What do you do on raw grits? You're going to chew on the raw grits. So that's plural. But if it's singular, then it's one big mevushal, one big dish that you cook your grits to be one more, one unified item. So that's grits. And grits in it, little pieces that you chew on the way baseball players chew on, you know, they chew on tobacco.
Sunflowers.
So, or they, 50 years ago, they used to chew on tobacco.
Yeah.
So you have, they chew on one piece. So Mechavusa said, he looked up, he said that they used to use it, they used to like chew on it, then they used to make a spitball out of it and spit on it until they forbade it. They said no more chewing on. But that you chew on one piece of tobacco, chew on one, two, three, those are individual pieces. But if that's gris, grisin is all the pieces you chew on it. But gris is one big dish of a dish of a grit. Okay, have a great day. Keltish.